answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We are now approaching the longest shutdown in American history.
Democrats' fault.
Under your presidency, we're talking about more than a million federal workers who are not getting a paycheck, including our air traffic controllers. You see, there's traffic snarls out at the airports now. Sure. This weekend, food aid for more than 42 million Americans is set to expire. What are you doing as president to end the shutdown?
Well, what we're doing is we keep voting. I mean, the Republicans are voting almost unanimously to end it, and the Democrats keep voting against ending it. You know, they've never had this. This has happened like 18 times before. The Democrats always voted for an extension, always saying, give us an extension, we'll work it out. They've lost their way. They've become crazed lunatics.
Yeah, they certainly have. President Trump in a weekend interview with CBS 60 Minutes. The Democrats don't want to budge. Many of them probably want to, but they're afraid. They're afraid if they take one step that looks like a conciliatory step towards Trump, they will be wiped out at the election come the primaries. Chuck Schumer is also worried about being pushed out. That's why the Democrats in the Senate continue to hold out. They will not provide enough votes to go ahead and move this forward. And we're hearing now more and more, maybe more folks are going to be suffering. It hit last week with the SNAP program. There is a federal judge apparently trying to see if he can force Donald Trump to find some money elsewhere to put it in. But that's not to a judge to decide. Appropriations come to the House. But what they are trying to do is flail out and start talking about there's so many people suffering. They're suffering. We got to help them. They do not care about Americans. Make note of that. They care about all of those on the handout welfare type programs who have raised generations under the welfare program. Listen, I have a heart. If people don't have the money they need to buy food, I feel for them. And if they were relying on SNAP benefits to buy their food because they don't have a job, they won't go work to get one anyway, if they lose these SNAP benefits, I'm raising a question a lot of others are. Can you afford your cigarettes? Can you afford your alcohol? Can you afford your tattoos? Then I think you should be able to afford to pay for your own food. Again, I know there will be some people legitimately suffering because they cannot go to work for some physical reason or whatever might be involved. Those folks I want to help, but I want to clean the rows of all of the rest of those who are on there, should not be there. And when we break it down for you, you're going to get a better idea of it. We have a lot to cover for you. Welcome to our number one, Larry Connors USA, November 3rd, 2025. And over the weekend, of course, we fell back on the clock. Sunset now at 5 p.m. I hate it. But that's where we stand, and we got a lot of other things we need to worry about first. With Larry Connors USA reminding you, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you. Start taking notes. When we're done, you're going to have a long list of what you learned you did not know as we began. In our next hour, that 60 Minutes interview, we're going to use some of it in the first hour, but the next hour in particular, asking Trump for his war plans against China. No, actually, asking what would you do with China? What are the plans? You have a limited amount of time with the president. You get him to sit down with you, and you ask a stupid question like that, then you know he can't answer, and he would not answer. But some of those producers at CBS 60 Minutes, they sit around, well, what can we hit him with? Let's Let's find out what he would do to China. Let's get his war plans. As if he's going to tell you, you wasted your breath with such a question. And your time. In the meantime, also the story of a death row inmate that's choosing death by firing squad. That'll be coming up in our next hour. Later this hour, we are in a nuclear arms race when it comes to AI. And China just apparently blinked. In what way? How will that play out? Plus, the story behind the story of the firestorm that threatened to destroy much of downtown St. Louis. I think many of you will remember it, and others might be triggered to remember it when we start talking about it. But it was a true threat to most of downtown St. Louis. That's the story behind the story coming up later. In the meantime, let's go to Ag Secretary Rawlins, who has been trying to get a handle since day one on how many people are on SNAP and asking the states, supply us your numbers, your people, and let us start documenting who should be there and who should not be.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. Zero, zero, zero. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of the, you know, the couple blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data we have found, we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office.
That's just since he took office. 700,000 who were on the government teat when they should not have been. So you Americans, if you're suffering because of the SNAP benefits, you need to be shouting at the Dems and Biden and all the rest of them for allowing this fraud and waste to continue. We've cleaned 700,000 off, but that's not all of them. And in fact, the numbers vary from 20 to 40% of those on the government dole on SNAP are from Somalia, Nicaragua, Ecuador. In other words, not American citizens. As a matter of fact, as Brooke Rawlins, the Secretary of Agriculture, was looking to start getting all this information, and they were actively going after, give us the information. And when they first got what came out, they began to realize this is much bigger than we thought because they've been hiding so much of it. Some of the states just refused. You heard her say we asked these states to step forward and help provide us the information. You know why some of them didn't want to do it? Because they're blue states. They're going to stay blue. You know what I mean? I'm going to read you a list of those states that refused to give the information. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and of course, D.C. They did not want to give that information. In fact, New York has even gone the extra step now to turn around and sue. They are suing the Ag Secretary for even asking that. New York Attorney General Letitia James, we are filing a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's illegal demand for SNAP recipients' personal information, including immigration status. That's an illegal request? No, it's not illegal. Then she goes on saying, families should be able to get the assistance they need without fearing that they will be targeted by this administration. If you're illegal, you do not deserve it, period. Again, I'm not interested in taking any food from any child or anyone who's truly hungry. But if you would get this in line and straighten it out, we'd have a lot more to go around for real Americans. Once again, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Conversation has allowed is a national spotlight on a broken and corrupt program. We found one guy in six different states getting a benefit. We found about 5,000 people that are dead who are still getting benefits. Like, it is time to drastically reform this program so that we can make sure that those who are truly needy, truly vulnerable, are getting what they need, and the rest of the corruption goes away, and we can serve the American taxpayer.
That is the way it's intended to do for you. You, the American taxpayer. And the Washington Post editorial board the other day ran this editorial, and I want to go back to it. Talking about, we have families that could go hungry as key programs such as food stamps soon expire. And the Post editorial board wrote that the Democrat shutdown has continued for so long, there has been little discernible impact on most Americans' daily lives, but food stamps, the SNAP program, will expire as of last weekend, which it did. The Washington Post making it clear, don't let it continue. The longest shutdown we've had in government history, 35 days, that is when President Trump was in office the first time. And it got shut down because they were fighting getting money to build a border wall. That was 35 days. We're now at day 33 of this shutdown. I've said and suggested I think it will be over before Thanksgiving, but maybe not. And even CNN's Jake Tapper says the Democrats are to blame.
You're blaming the Republicans for the shutdown, but in point of fact, it's the Democrats in the Senate who are refusing to vote for the clean continuing resolution to fund the government for 7 weeks. I mean, that just as a point of fact, the way that we have always covered shutdowns is that the party that is not voting for the CR, the continuing resolution to fund the government, is the party that is blocking the government funding and is responsible for the shutdown. That's how we did it the last time in 2018, 2019. That's the time we did before that during the Obama administration. I mean, it's your party that is refusing, in the Senate, that is refusing to vote for the continuing resolution.
Yeah, it's your party. When Jake Tapper of CNN starts making a statement like that, that's a stake in the heart of the Democrat vampires. Well, of course, we have the New York City mayoral election tomorrow. Mondani still holding a commanding lead, socialist, Marxist, communist. But even radio talk show host Charlemagne Lagarde suggests the left is out of control. One example, Hakeem Jeffries.
These Republicans, they are not the party of law and order. They're the party of lawlessness and disorder. In all of the ways, including the ongoing crime scene at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Come on. People are angry. So why is Hakeem Jeffries talking like he's Chuck E. Cheese Obama? Okay? What are we doing? Come on, man. Clearly, the Democrats don't have the leaders they need to meet the moment. Okay, fine. Anyone who is a fan of sports knows sometimes you need a rebuilding year. Okay, get some draft picks, develop young talent, and at some point, the old guys need to retire. LeBron. So, what the Dems should be focused on is picking exciting new candidates. What you got?
Maine Governor Janet Mills has launched a bid for Senate. The 77-year-old was heavily recruited by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to join the race.
If Mills wins, she would be the oldest freshman senator in U.S. history.
Schumer is recruiting a 77-year-old woman to be in the U.S. Senate for the next 6 years? I don't know. Maybe they dated at some point. I don't know why he would choose her. But the point Charlemagne, the god, was making is that you have no new blood, you have nobody on the bench, and you're not providing us any impetus to return to your party, which you have destroyed, and you let the leftist, far, far left, hijack it. To read his statement again. Clearly, the Democrats don't have the leaders they need to meet the moment. And the Democrats need to start picking, recruiting, exciting new candidates. 77-year-old woman here, with all due respect to her. I don't think that qualifies. Maybe there was a typo. Maybe they thought she was 27. But if you look at her, I think 77 is going to be more accurate. Once again, Charlemagne Lagarde.
Democrats in Washington are still hesitant or even against showing support for Mamdani.
All I can tell you is I'm going to continue talking to him.
What's the holdup?
I got to continue talking to him, and that's what I'm going to do.
Is part of the calculus that if you endorse a Democratic socialist, you're worried it will be damaging to your party, maybe even your chances of winning back the Senate?
I'm going to continue talking to him. Dana, you can ask me again.
That's Schumer. I'm just going to continue talking to Mamdani. But he will not endorse him. He is one Democrat that has not stepped on board and say, I support Mamdani. Hakeem Jeffries ended up doing so. New York Governor Hochul did. Because they're up for re-election, of course. And Chuck Schumer has to worry what could happen down the road, too. But he says, well, I will continue talking to him. Senator Schumer, the election is tomorrow. You're going to be talking to him during the election day? Really? Maybe on election day, after you get ready to go vote, you'll talk to him. This is the leadership of the left. Later in this hour, the story behind the story of the firestorm that threatened to destroy much of downtown St. Louis. Will you remember it? I think you will as we begin to go through some of the details. But I want to share some of the story behind the story. That's later this hour. Up next, I have a guest who says we are currently in an artificial intelligence nuclear arms race with China. Are we winning? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? you need to remember only one name, John Beall. John Beall Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beall Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We are looking, of course, at what artificial intelligence is going to do for us in the future. And we're in the process of lining up our guest, Mark Beckman. We were having a little bit of difficulty. He is the CEO of the creative agency DMA United. He's author of the book, Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything. I think a lot of us could guess that's going to happen, but is it going to change it for the better or the worst? But more importantly, what does it mean to our relations with other countries? And in fact, in his opinion, we are currently in an artificial intelligence nuclear arms race. And he thinks that China just blinked after Trump's master class, as they call it, Asia trip. Trump came away with some things. A lot of things still unresolved, but that's understandable. And when it comes to artificial intelligence, some say we're definitely witnessing the dawn of a digital Cold War. And President Trump is the first to treat it that way. He takes a no-apology stance on protecting American innovation and defending our data. And that means Beijing is much more on the defense. If we continued to let things just play out the way they are, Beijing would run rampant with AI. We already know they're stealing our intellectual property on a daily basis. And it's not just for companies and corporations, but even into national security. We cannot allow that to happen. Well, what can we do to stop it? China's recently recalibrating, if you want to call it that way, shows what our strength looks like against them. And that is that they are not going to bend when it comes to changing their plans, but maybe they will slow down. The China AI blinking, as I said, concerns that maybe recent reports in 2025 have highlighted developments from Chinese tech companies, all of this dealing with creating robotic AIs, human faces and things of that nature. I'm not so worried about if they look like a doll or a person. I'm concerned about their information. All right, joining us now, Mark Beckman. Mark, glad to have you on board.
Hi, it's great to hear your voice, Larry. How are you today?
We got a lot to cover because we're late getting to you. Your book, Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything, and you're suggesting that China just blinked at your trip's visit to Asia to meet with them. How?
Well, look, here's the situation. I've been saying this for a long time. We are, you know, without a doubt in an arms race with China. Most of your audience is familiar with the military buildup, as well as the nuclear buildup. As you know, they've been testing nuclear weapons. We haven't. They just don't talk about it. But we are in an AI war, too. Artificial intelligence is going to fundamentally change the way wars are conducted. I think what we're going to see, Larry, in years to come, in fact, is an advantage to those nations who use artificial intelligence, not just for what's obvious to your audience today as it relates to autonomous vehicles, drones, unmanned jet fighters, unmanned ships at sea, but speed is also going to be critical. That's what's going to really change the situation in a major way.
And it's going to be a digital cold war going forward. Is that the way you're looking at it?
I think so. I think it's going to be highly fueled by digital. And the deal that Trump just put together with Xi Jinping is critical because on the hardware side, we need rare earth minerals. And what's happened is Xi Jinping has blocked rare earth minerals. They control almost 100% of the rare earth minerals in the world today. But what's happened is since they stopped selling us rare earth minerals, their economy has been tanking. So they were forced. It's been a game of chicken behind the scenes, but now they're reopening that because they need the money. And that's going to be a critical part of going forward. But when you look at the way war is fought today versus in 5 years from now and 10 years from now, you're going to see a whole different thing. So, for example, with drones.
Just look at if the last 5 years shows that, specifically drones.
For sure. I sit on the board. I'm a senior advisor, actually, for one of the most elite drone companies, which really is just fueled by AI. It's called Extend Drones. They've had more battlefield action than any drone company in the world. They've been in Ukraine. They've been in Iran. They've been in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza. They've even helped out with the disaster in Turkey. This technology is so advanced today, Larry, that it doesn't require GPS, it doesn't require radio frequency, it can fly. You can control an entire drone over continents, over total oceans, without any military training. So you and I could launch a drone attack from here in the United States, in your living room right now, if we wanted to, into Asia, into the Middle East, into Europe. Well, so Mark, it's going to fundamentally change in a major way.
Mark, if you're listening, Mark Beckman, author of Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything. In the way you're discussing it, our concern may not be other world powers, but terrorist organizations, cells, and so forth.
Larry, that's totally right. So just staying on geopolitics for a second, President Trump signed a major AI deal in the GCC with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, with Qatar and UAE. It's bringing $2.6 trillion worth of revenue to America and America's companies. But one of my biggest fears is exactly what you're talking about. Today, UAE is playing nicely. They're good friends. But what happens if tomorrow that leadership no longer exists and a bad actor pops in? What if it's a terrorist entity? What happens if that happens? What happens if that's Saudi Arabia? You might remember most of the people who were flying the planes on 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia.
Correct.
So that issue is definitely a concern of mine. Artificial intelligence can be used in ways that aren't just directing missiles towards, bad actors wouldn't just direct missiles towards us, but they could create viruses. They could figure out in an expedited way how to create an illness and infect entire communities. They could use it for brainwashing. In fact, China, this was reported in Reuters this summer, but a lot of people haven't covered it, Larry. China created a campaign against America and against democracy during the summer through the use of AI. They used both video and written words, all artificial intelligence, hyper-realistic, all anti-American. So it's happening already. And bad actors are, you know, like I always say this, Larry, it's a gun. The gun doesn't kill people. It's the person who pulls the trigger.
Absolutely.
So if the bad actor, if the terrorist organization pops into, let's say, that GCC area that I set up, or China, or whatever it might be, we are at risk for sure.
Well, Gordon Chang, a China expert, as you well know, has already suggested they have the largest collection of DNA from around the world, and they're using, basically testing various DNA so they can cultivate, create a weapon targeting a specific demographic of some type.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised. You heard President Trump last night talk about the fact that both Putin and Xi Jinping are serious people. And they sit down in a meeting and they're not talking about the weather and how beautiful it is outside. They get right to business. When you are in China and you're running a nation with over a billion people in your population, you're going to do what's in your best interest. Xi Jinping has been doing this over and over again. They've been eating our lunch, and you know it, for a long time now. Thank God President Trump is our leader, because I feel a lot safer with him. But they have a master plan here in China, and they're sticking to it. You've seen them using all kinds of tactics. They even stole our concept of creating debt traps throughout the world in places like Africa and the Middle East and South America and beyond, and it's given them a big presence internationally, and they could certainly turn these types of weapons, they could weaponize AI against us right here in our backyard.
So at this point, in a final question, who's ahead in this artificial intelligence war?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say America right now is ahead, but not as far as we were a year ago. If you asked me a year ago, I would have said we were way ahead, about 3 years ahead. But right now, we're almost neck and neck. And I also think we've seen a shift with the geopolitical world order, but people don't realize it yet. The power we just gave to the GCC region is going to change things as it relates to Europe's position because of energy. Remember, the third leg I often talk about with regards to AI is cheap energy, and the GCC does that. Europe has gotten rid of their fossil fuels and their nuclear.
Yep.
Watch what happens from that AI move that Trump put together in the GCC.
All right, you're sounding the warning. You're the Paul Revere riding through us. And thanks, Mark, for reminding us. I appreciate your time.
All right, Larry.
You bet.
Thanks.
Mark Beckman, some future day, how AI is going to change everything. You know that's going to happen. Are we going to be on the receiving end of something really bad? Coming up, the story behind the story. The firestorm that threatened much, if not most, of downtown St. Louis.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the valley of kings?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
To my knowledge, this has never happened before nor since. I'm an anchor at Channel 4 at that point with CBS News, a CBS station. We are in the middle of Walter Cronkite's report at 5:30. We get a statement from the St. Louis City Fire Department and others involved as well. And they're asking us to interrupt the CBS Evening News to put out the word that all firemen and women, whatever they're doing, if they're on vacation, if they're around their house, report to your station immediately. What was going on? Obviously a major fire, but how big of a fire? There was a time back in 1849 where we had the great St. Louis fire, 1849. A firefighter died in that disaster and a significant part of the city was destroyed. And of course, you know about the Chicago fire. This was more modern day. We've got a lot of fire equipment, a lot of personnel well-trained, not having to use horses to drag the tanks and waters to the facility, but fully equipped fire trucks. What had happened that we suddenly on that day were requested to put out a special broadcast to all members of the fire department? Report to your station immediately. And that had a ripple effect. Neighboring fire departments were then sent in to cover that area of the station with those firemen missing and their equipment. When firemen go to the scene, they go in their fire truck and fire equipment. But it also reached a point where buses had to be brought in if they couldn't get to the area. All of this happening on what had been a beautiful but windy spring day in April. April 1976. There was a building in downtown St. Louis that had been vacant. The Heyday Shoe Building. A fire started in that building on April 2nd, 1976. In addition to the flames, and they believe it was started by those searching for scrap metal, trying to retrieve various items from the building. It wasn't just the flames and the fire. It was the wind. And then the intensity of the fire. It got so hot that it created a firestorm. That building at 21st and Locust in downtown St. Louis, empty for years after being gutted by a previous fire. So the entire building became a roaring inferno, basically. A firestorm is the intensity of a fire where it creates terrific wind currents, basically carrying the flames and the embers away from the immediate scene. We're not just talking about a few embers drifting across the sky and dropping down on a roof a mile away. We're talking about more than a mile away, and in many cases, extremely hot embers still being fueled. So it wasn't a matter of just dealing with the fire at the building and the location at 21st and Locust, but where else were fires breaking out? And they were breaking out in numerous places. The firestorm was so intense, some of the fire equipment brought up to the building had to be abandoned. Part of the building falling on some of it, and in some cases, the trucks almost melting as they stood. Certainly the tires blowing out, and the firemen doing what they could to save their equipment so they could continue the battle. When you get wind currents coming off of a fire this intense, they were so strong that even firefighters standing almost a block away had their helmets blown off their heads. And the heat you got within a few blocks, you could feel the heat. You didn't have to be standing next to the building. All of this continuing to make the fire extremely difficult. The fire chief Camperat at the time said to approach the fire with any water was almost an impossibility. The wind would break it up before it could reach the flames. What he's saying is that the wind was so strong as created by the firestorm, in addition to the winds that were already blowing, you could aim a fire hydrant with full force, directing your water to the fire, and it would be pushed aside, never reaching where you're trying to hit. So after we went on the air and interrupted the CBS Evening News, and of course, then continued to stay with the coverage of the fire, it looked like how much of the city could be destroyed. They could not get control of it. Chief Camperat at that time had something like 30 years in the fire department, and he admitted, "I've never seen anything this severe." Soon you had small fires in parts of the city as embers fell on the rooftops, grass, anything that would ignite. Now you've got firemen trying to get to those areas as well. In some cases, some of the outlying fire departments were moved from a station where they had been positioned to cover the city for the firemen involved in fighting this fire. They were relocated to cover fires following the spread of the embers. But how could you stay ahead of it? You've got the firestorm. You can't get to the center of it. It continues to rage. The heat, the fierce winds created by the firestorm and continuing to push embers as far away as they could. There were reports that fires were breaking out up to 5 miles away. There are also concerns and thoughts that maybe some folks were trying to set fires, taking advantage of it, maybe for insurance purposes. But you could not deny what was happening at that moment. I have covered a lot of fires in different locations, and I'd never seen one that intense. It took more than 200 firefighters, 51 trucks, just to get it under control. And that is really at the scene itself of the Heyday Shoe Building at 21st and Locust. That does not account for those who were dispatched in outlying areas in the path of the wind and the embers as they were falling from the sky, raining fire, basically. The plus side is 8 firefighters suffered minor injuries. 6 buildings in downtown St. Louis destroyed. A pumper truck destroyed. 4 other buildings damaged. When you're trying to stay ahead of something like this, generally, as you know, in a forest fire, they purposely set a fire to set a dry break to maybe contain it. You couldn't go through St. Louis starting set fires to stop it from advancing. You had to battle it where it was and where it was going. Problem is, you couldn't stay ahead of it. I'd talked to some of the firemen involved in that over the next few days, and to every man I spoke, they were amazed that they got away with no fatalities. Not only among their units, but among anyone in the city. They had no way of containing it until finally it began to lose some of the power, and then they could tap it down more. The smell of smoke, the smoke itself, seen for miles beyond St. Louis. And it lingered in the air for days. You always have to think about firemen and firewomen who rush into something like that, trying to save not property necessarily, but people. Same kind of thing at 9/11. Firemen and other rescue crews trying to get into the World Trade Centers and get to the fires at the top of the building. They never had a chance to get out. Thank goodness the firestorm that hit St. Louis April 2nd, 1976 caused no fatalities. I never saw a final count on the dollar amount. But the investigation was pretty clear. They believe there were just some people inside that abandoned building cutting up metal, scrap metal, and a spark got out of control. And that is all it took. To me, in watching it, it was just short of a blevy. A blevy. Do you know what a blevy is? There's more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. Not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
I mentioned a blevy. A blevy is a boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. I've covered numerous train wrecks where you've had flammable materials, various contaminants, chemicals, and a blevy causes a major explosion. When the vapors get so hot, they do exactly what it describes, a boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. I was concerned for a period of time that day that if this got into some rail yards, we might have the same kind of situation. Thank goodness it never happened. There is one other fire that many of you might recall. Now, the firestorm itself we were discussing, happening in April of 1973.
76. 3 years earlier than that was a fire that had tremendous repercussions, not only here, but beyond. A fire that they never determined the cause started on the sixth floor of the National Personnel Record Center in St. Louis. Again, multiple fire departments converging. Intense heat. Firefighters had to retreat. Their masks were beginning to melt to their faces. The building, larger than some city blocks, yet it lacked alarm and sprinkler systems. That fire burned for 22 hours. It destroyed 16 to 18 million records. 80% of the Army's personnel files dating from 1912 to 1960. In time, they were able to retrieve some and move them out. But a lot of history was lost. Documentation to show that you served in the military, that you had benefits coming. Many of those are now in caves in southern part of Missouri and Illinois. A cave provides a perfect temperature and humidity so that the pages will be protected. Two fires. Do you remember either one? Well, now you know the story behind the story on that one and others. Tomorrow, the story behind the story, a police burglary ring. And later in the week, the story behind the story of the suicide plane crash of meteorologist Bob Richards. My insight into that story. That's later this week.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885, EsquireSportsMedicine.com, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.